know that verse? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Your usefulness depends on the word of God. Have you seen some of these comedians that scramble the text all up just for a joke? I mean, we were at a David Jeremiah deal, and they had a comedian on there, and a man and a woman, and they had it all scrambled up. And I mean, really, it was funny, but you could tell that they knew the word. I mean, they had it all mixed up. But at least they knew. They had the stories all mixed up, but they knew the stories. I mean, they did it just as a joke. Your assurance is dependent on it. You are going to meet up with someone that will say you can't know whether or not you are saved. Now, some of you young people, you go to school, you're going to be involved. You're going to be talking to a lot of different denominations and different kids that go to different churches that you're going to be talking to. And they'll say, you Baptist are foolish. You think that you can know that you can be saved. And no one can know that they can be saved until they die. Now, I don't want to wait that long. I want to know now where I'm headed. You better. Matter of fact, there's not any other way. There's no other way but knowing. There is no other way but knowing. Are you getting me? There's no other way but knowing. If you don't know, friend, there's something, you got something going on there. Look at what he said. What verse is it? Somebody help me. 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Is that you? You believe on the name of the Son of God? Come on, church. Do you believe that? Get saved here when we give the invitation if you don't believe that. That you may think. No? Well, let's change it then. What do you think? Because folks don't like it because you know. Because you're confident in your salvation. That you may know that you have eternal life. That you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Dust on the Bible. Drought in the heart. This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. I went into a home one day just to see some friends of mine. Of all their books and magazines, not a Bible could I find. I asked them for the Bible. When they brought it, what a shame. For the dust was covered o'er it, not a fingerprint was plain. In Psalms 119 and verse 9, the Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed unto according to thy word. By taking heed to the word of God. Psalms 119 and verse 11. Thy word, David said, have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Here's some young people that have taken God's word into their heart. Boys, play that video.
Okay, They'll start with quotation drill. Okay? I will give you the reference of a verse. If you know the verse, step forward and we'll call it upon. Give the verse and the reference. Okay? Step past that blue line. Quote from you to it. So our judges can know that you are coming forward. All right? Our first call is going to be Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 2:8. Start. Okay, number 5.
For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Ephesians 2:8.
Thank you. Attention. Okay, our second call from the quotation drill is going to be Isaiah 6:8. Isaiah 6:8. Start. Okay, number 11.
Isaiah 6:8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, to whom shall I send, and you will work for us? Then he said, I am the mighty one.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys. Do you recognize any of those kids? I want every kid that participated in the Bible drill went to Little Rock. Would you stand? Where's Reagan? Oh, she's Reagan's in Children's Church. She participated in that. I want every kid that has ever participated in Bible drill from this church stand up. Okay. Thank y'all. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. These children have hid God's word in their heart. And those that are now out in college or out on their own, they're using that word every day of their life. Is that right, Drew? They're using that word that they have memorized and applied to their life every day of their life. If you will start your children early. Now, I'm not, we're right out on the edge of time. I realize that. So some of those verses that I meant for us to use, I'm going to use later. You start your children in the nursery program of Osage Baptist Church. When they get old enough to step up to the preschool program in Sunday school, you move them to the preschool program, and you be here every Sunday. When they get old enough to participate in Awana, and they don't have to be very old, do they? You bring them to Awana on Wednesday night, and Kim Howerton will find you a job. You bring them to Awana on Wednesday night and get them started in Awana, and then you take that book during the week and you work with them and you make sure that they are memorizing those verses and they understand what those verses mean. And as they graduate up to the, is it third or fourth grade where they start Bible drill? Fourth grade? Fourth grade. When they get into the fourth grade, you know, I realize that you can't make a kid take Bible drill. And they realize it's hard. They realize that it's going to take commitment on their part. when our children were growing up, and our kids were in Bible drill when they grew up. But when our kids were growing up, I loved Christmas. I loved getting them gifts. But I would make a game out of it. Whatever we got them for Christmas, I would tell them we couldn't get them that. And I would say, oh, I wish that we could. It would have been so much fun for you if you could have had a bicycle of your own, a new bicycle maybe with more than one speed or something like that, brand new paint and all that. Well, I wished we could have, but I don't see any way that we can. And I'd just say that over and over until they thought a bicycle was the only thing that they could possibly have that would ever satisfy them. And we already had it. Well, I want to tell you something, parents. There's some things that you can do to energize those kids to get interested in Bible drill. I don't know how for you to do it, but I'm telling you that whenever they realize that their parents are interested in the Word of God and that the Word of God is valuable and most important in their life, they are going to make it most important in their own lives. Now, not every child will be able to do it. And you know, not every child is able to step forward first on every call that is made. I would have been one of those that couldn't. Not every child be able to do that. But I guarantee you, if they'll go through the church drill, if they will just go through the church drill, they'll have so much word in their life. And some of these kids in our church have been through it for several years in a row. They have so much doctrine hid away in their heart that they're ready to meet those obstacles when they step out into society. There's not going to be very many of them that play on the college basketball or baseball team. I'm going to stir some folks up right now. There's not going to be very many of them that go to school with a sports scholarship. But I'll tell you, even if they could dribble the ball when they get out of high school, it is not going to do much for them as far as life goes. But if they have the Word of God in their heart and in their life, when they meet those obstacles of life, the Word of God is going to be that keeps them from sin. It's going to be that gives them a solid rock to stand on. And our church can do nothing but teach and preach the Word of God. I'll tell you, when we were raising our kids, we struggled with all those things that you guys are struggling with, only you struggling with a lot worse. It's a lot harder for you now. We went to all those sporting deals and drove all over the country, watched our kids play volleyball. And there's not any of them playing volleyball now. The Word of God is important. They're posting scripture on Facebook. They are talking to their kids about the Word of God. It's hard. It is hard. But I want to urge you. I'm going to quit. I want to urge you to rethink what you're doing with your kids. Now, let me tell you what not to do. Don't pull up here, out here in front, open the doors and say, go on to church, kids. We're going to go do something else. I don't know any of you in here that are doing that. but do not do that. And I don't think you're going to do that. But I'll tell you what you might do. You might take that Awana workbook and say, now go in there and study that. Let me tell you what to do. You go in there with them and sit down at the table and say, let's talk about this. And you take God's word and you be with them and you teach them God's word. Because the word of God has commanded you as parents to teach the word of God to your children. It is hard to do. Do you know, one of the things that makes it so hard to do is that the devil does not want us to hide God's word in our heart. And he's going to put every obstacle in the world in our way. Let's stand together. I didn't get near through. And I'm going to quit because I'm afraid you'll quit before I do. We're going to dismiss our candidate for baptism. And now we're going to give you an invitation. Charity and I met this morning in my office. And we talked. She was saved last Sunday after church. And we talked about baptism. And she's really wanted this to happen for a long time. But I asked her this morning, Charity, how old are you? And she said, I'm 6. Y'all go ahead. She said, I'm 6. Somebody go get my wife. She said, I'm 6. And there's some of you here today that are old enough to know better. There's some of you here today that have never followed the Lord in believer's baptism. And if I were to ask you, do you know Christ as your personal Savior? You would tell me that you do. But you've never followed Him in baptism. Well, I'm afraid. Are you kidding me? This is a 6-year-old. I get embarrassed in front of crowds. This is a 6-year-old. Jesus went to the cross for you and for me. They stripped him naked and drove nails through his hands and feet and nailed him to a cross. And there he died for your sins and mine. There is no room to say, I might be embarrassed, or I don't like crowds, or I don't like to be up in front of people. There's no room for that. I mean, you'd say, well, preacher, that's how I feel. It doesn't matter. Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I'll not confess you before the Father. Let's get after it, church. This is where we are to be. I mean, I feel for you. I just can't reach you. I think that because of what Jesus has done for us, we ought to give our life to Him. We ought to give it to Him. So we're going to give you an invitation to make a decision for Christ today. And I want to ask you, if you're not a Christian, are you hearing me today? If you're not a Christian, if there's never been this time in your life where you have invited Jesus into your heart as personal Savior. Shane, you come up here. Leon, you get over here. I like doing that. Matt, you stand over where you're at. If you're not a Christian, these guys will whoop me after the service. If you're not a Christian, will you step out from where you're at? Either come to me, come to one of these two guys here and say, I've not accepted Christ as my Savior, but I want to do that today. Would you do that? If you're here today and you have invited Jesus into your heart as personal Savior, but you've never followed Him in believer's baptism, and you'd say, I want to do that. And we won't do it this morning. We'll do it whenever you want it done the next week or two. But you step out, come to one of these two men, and tell them that you want to follow the Lord in baptism and join this church. if you're here today and you've done those two things, but as you allow the Holy Spirit to examine your own heart, you know that you're not living for Him. And you want to recommit your heart and your life to Him publicly today. Would you come forward in this service and do that? And then we make this transition from here on out. Or if God's dealing with your heart to become a part of this fellowship, will you come and do that today? As we sing, you come.